Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the breakdown of East Germany and the change from a state-run economy to a capitalist economy demanded a huge change of attitude of the people in former East Germany. One of the things they had to learn was to advertise themselves, or as some put it, to sell oneself. In the communist system, everything was taken care of, and the government gave to everybody a job. Now, suddenly, competition was part of the game, especially with rising unemployment. Now, one had to advertise one's skills, one's abilities, one's expertise, one's degrees. From a meek and mild subject, in short time, they had to become assertive, outspoken salespersons whose first product to sell was they themselves. Welcome to the real world, you might think. Our economy is based on people having skills and trying to match these skills with employers who are willing to pay good money for them. And so don't be shy about advertising what you can do, because otherwise you won't get that job you are looking for. So your worth is defined by what you have done, your present abilities, and your potential of work in the future. In a sense, therefore, every resume and every curriculum vitae you write is an exercise in works righteousness, and sending it means to boast about your works, past, present, and future. Now, there's nothing inherently wrong with a competitive society. There's nothing inherently wrong with the law. And in the kingdom to the left, indeed, the law rules. There, it's valid. You are what you do. You are worth your works. And even on this campus, well, that law too applies. Not in the sense that the guy with a 4.0 grade point average gets on his first the parish that will pay the highest salary. But, you know, if it sags below a 2.0, there is the stern law of academic probation. And if it doesn't improve, dismissal. Your works decide about your future here. Enter the world of today's text. Well, a totally different world. No boasting, no advertisement of one's accomplishments allowed. Because the chatter of our resumes is stopped, our sales pitch is ended before God. We have no marketable skills by which we can get from him what we want, namely his favor in this life and an eternity in the life to come. Our resume is an utter and complete failure. We get the job description handed and are dumbfounded. We start to argue, to bargain, to point out that nobody fulfills these rather steep demands, and that God really should be realistic and accommodate himself to what the market can offer to him. But again, we get handed over the job description and hear the same demands that don't fit our skills. Love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. Cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them. And not only that, part of that job description is also that there is a background check and that we have to have fulfilled these requirements throughout our life. And non-compliance is held against us. This criminal record, whose standard is God's law, is full, page after page after page. There is no way you can talk yourself out of that. So, we are dumbfounded. And we would look for a different place where we can trade in our skills that now seem so meager and deficient. And many do. They look for other gods they can get what they want from. But we know there is no other place to go. There is no bargaining, There is no discount. And God does not have to lessen his standards to get somebody for him, because he doesn't need us. So we sit there, an utter failure, and we crumple that piece of paper that seemed to show our worth and now is worthless after we've seen what actually is expected from us. But God does not send us away in our despair. Instead, as our text says, he puts Christ forth as a propitiation by his blood. Christ in our stead fulfills the job description. In our stead, he atones for our failure to live up to God's demands. And so he blots out our record with his death, so that now our background check is free from all those non-compliances with God's requirements, so that now our criminal record is washed clean with his blood. God provides him as our substitute. And so we see that God, when he tells us these demands, he's not out to screw us, as this impossible list of demands seems to suggest. In this act of God that he gives Jesus, we see his love. And how is this resume of Christ our resume? By simply hearing and believing this message. God says to us, you got the position. You are my child. You are in my good graces. You'll get eternal life, not because of this pitiful resume, but because of Christ's resume. Faith is to believe these words, and what a relief they are. We don't have to leave in despair. We don't have to bargain anymore. We don't have to try to just do a little better and then get a second chance, maybe. Come back and try to impress God, which is a vain hope anyway. We can lean back and say, thank you. Thanks be to God who has given Christ for us so that we are now his children. Amen.